very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, January 31st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the Member of Parliament for Musikavanu constituency in Chipinge says drought is adversely affecting people in his constituency, with many sleeping on empty stomachs and livestock dying.
When I go to Parliament in February, back to Parliament, I will have to emphasize to Parliament and to the ministers responsible and to the government as a whole to really understand and appreciate the level of suffering that people in Musikavanu are going through as a result of this drought we are experiencing in the country.
The Chitungwiza Residents Trust castigates the government for stopping the allocation of land to land developers and housing cooperatives.
Yeah, we are recommending the government to first of all take its responsibility. It has to accept that it is also responsible for the mess that has been taking place in as far as housing management and land allocation is concerned. It must then come in as a player and invite other stakeholders, other interested stakeholders.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The Member of Parliament for Musikavanu constituency in Chipinge says a drought is adversely affecting people in his constituency, with many sleeping on empty stomachs and livestock dying. He is calling on the government to take action urgently and help his constituency to avert starvation. He tells us more on the issue.
My name is Prosper Chapsiwa Mutseyami. I represent Musikavanu constituency in Chipinge district. The constituency that I represent is called Musikavanu constituency. It's one of the constituents of the five which is in Chipinge district. The general situation with regard to the drought is very bad. We have had two seasons that we have gone whereby we have not had enough rain, especially in the constituents that I represent. And the neighboring constituencies like Chipinge South, like Chipinge West, we have not experienced substantial rainfall which could sustain yields to a large extent. So as a result, the hardships that we are experiencing in terms of the shortage of food is really bad.
How much is it costing to get food for families in your constituency?
Take for instance, as we speak today, a person, if you want to get a bucket of maize, you would buy it for $7.50. And my understanding is this maize is coming from as far as Mashonaland East, Mashonaland West, from as far as Banget, from as far as Karoi, and many other places which managed to have a better harvest last season. So generally, in terms of the upkeep of the people, in terms of their food, it's really bad. And to make matters worse, we have experienced quite a number of deaths of cattle as a result of the lack of the grazing land. So many cattle have died, and it's really a bad situation. And we have tried to convince the government to understand the level of the challenges that we have. And as we speak now, government has started to come in with some help with regard to cattle food, whereby they are selling a 50 kg bag of cattle food for $7. Then the transport, it goes to $1, then it adds up to $8. But now we are talking of a person who is supposed to feed his cattle. At the same time, he's supposed to feed the family. So it's quite a challenge, especially looking at the experience that we are having in terms of the hard currency. The dollar is really a problem. So in general, this is a challenge. And it's really getting down to the people, and it's even getting worse. But we appreciate that the Lord will look unto us and probably the international community.
There's also been criticism that most MPs, like yourself, will wait until they need to be voted in to come back to their constituencies. Where do you stay? Are you within your constituency? And also, what efforts are you making to make sure that the people in your constituency do not go hungry?
I stay in Kawan constituents. Actually, the place I stay is a village called Maria in Ward 25. That's my residential area. That's the bigger part of my time, which I spend when I'll be in the constituency. That's the place I stay. In terms of the help that we're supposed to render to the people, the first thing which the community has to understand and which the general public has to understand is we are looking at a situation where we are talking of something like 30,000 people plus. So the bigger emphasis of the support that is supposed to get to the people in terms of food, in terms of the support that they are supposed to get, we are looking mostly at the international donor community to come in and intervene. And my major task thereon is to talk to the international community in terms of the NGOs, for them to understand the predicament that we are going through as Mufti-Gavana constituents. Then on that, we convince them the level of the challenges that we are having as a result of this drought, so that the international community will come in to help us and to help the community in terms of the food allocation. As we speak now, we have some conducts that we are doing so that we impress upon the NGOs, as well as the government, to intervene strongly. Because as we speak now, they are putting food which is going to the underprivileged communities in terms of the disabled and the old age. But that's not enough. We are saying to the government and to the international community, we need support to the general public, because everyone is suffering. And the situation that we are having is really bad. And I really believe that when I go to Parliament in February, back to Parliament, I will have to emphasize to Parliament and to the ministers responsible and to the government as a whole to really understand and appreciate the level of suffering that people in Mufti-Gavana are going through as a result of this drought we are experiencing in the country.
That was Prosper Mutseyami, the Member of Parliament for Mufti-Gavana constituency in Chipinge. The Chitungwiza Residents Trust is castigating government for stopping the allocation of land to developers and housing cooperatives. Local Government Public Works and National Housing Deputy Minister Christopher Chingosho announced last Tuesday that government has now tasked the Urban Development Corporation to do the job. Director of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, the Marvelous Kumalo, speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri on the issue.
As residents, we have enough concerns with regards to the ban by government on all land developers, land barons, and housing cooperatives. The first concern is that by blaming those concerned players, government is putting itself as a judge who is saying those players, the land developers, the land barons, and the housing cooperatives failed. But in this case, we also see that government is also to blame. Government has a responsibility in Section 28 of the new constitution, which speaks to shelter, tells us that government at all levels, including its agencies, must make sure that adequate shelter is provided to all its people. But the government failed in the first place to provide adequate shelter to its people, and then it went on to invite the land developers, it went on to invite housing cooperatives, and in the process, it created land barons. And we have witnessed a number of people losing their lifetime investment to unscrupulous land developers or land barons. Yet now, government is trying to come in and play a role of a judge. But government is also to blame. So as residents, we are saying, it's another thing to give this to UDCOP, but we have seen UDCOP failing. As for us as Chitungwiza Residents Trust, UDCOP was assigned to solve the mess that was created in Chitungwiza by successive councils and land barons, and UDCOP failed. In actual fact, we saw the mess increasing in terms of the damage in Chitungwiza. Yet UDCOP was on the ground, or was claiming to be on the ground, trying to resolve the same matter.
So what are you recommending the government do?
Yeah, we are recommending the government to first of all take its responsibility. It has to accept that it is also responsible for the mess that has been taking place in as far as housing management and land allocation is concerned. It must then come in as a player and invite other stakeholders, other interested stakeholders. And these stakeholders include residents through their representatives, that is, resident associations, other CSOs, the private sector, the banking sector, and then they come together and come out with a clear in policy framework. That would then be a red flag in terms of all issues relating to allocation of plans or land management in the local authorities.
That was the director of the Chitungwiza Residence Trust, Marvelous Kumalo, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. People First, a political grouping comprising mostly former ZANU-PF members who were fired from the party for allegedly supporting former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says its international wing preparations for their official launch are on course. We spoke to People First interim chairman for the United Kingdom, Joshua Chigwagwa, on the issue.
I think what people need to understand is that People First is a completely different and a new project which is divorced from any other political party. The people who have come into the fold for the People First project, you have got a clear mandate. The mandate is to liberate Zimbabweans, to regenerate the economy so that Zimbabweans can have dignity, Zimbabweans can develop, Zimbabweans can progress. And what we are seeing is that people will always want to put words into people's mouth or depict people the way they feel they want. But at the end of the day, when our leaders are in one room talking about the development of the nation, they are looking at what the project is about, what has been agreed as the people's project. And the people who are behind this project, you have seen the good and the bad side of how Zimbabwe has been downtrodden. And they are so focused to make sure that Zimbabwe progresses, and it will never, never be in a position where it has seen a whole cabinet being fronted by one family and things like that. We need a country that looks at the whole length and breadth of Zimbabwe, divide the skills, divide the opportunities so that we develop as a nation. We are judged as a nation by what we produce. But at the moment, we are being judged by what we borrow and what we import. Yet we have got the capacity and ability to turn around that. And this is the focus which this team is trying to put together, to refocus Zimbabweans and to give Zimbabweans a voice. At the moment, Zimbabweans are where they are because their voice is silenced without any negotiation whatsoever. And we want the power to move from the state machinery to the people, and for the people to transform that power to production.
That was People First interim chairman for the United Kingdom, Joshua Chigwagwa, in Hertfordshire in the United Kingdom.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean, Marshall Chiza, who is a young author, motivational speaker, and librarian. Marshall, thank you very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Of course, as we understand, you're an author, motivational speaker, and librarian. How did you get to this point?
Well, Marshall Chiza, as you say, is a young author, a motivational speaker, and a success coach. I'm a person who believes in success. I'm a person who believes that I was born to transform many lives throughout the globe, throughout the world.
Now, I understand that you have a book called Success in No Time. Tell us more about that book and what is the purpose behind it?
where Success in No Time is a compiling guide of achieving success without struggle. It is practical and challenges the reader to put to action in what they believe in. Every chapter is laid in layman's language so that success is truly achievable by all. It's not a heresy, but every page is laid with experience, my experience, so that success is truly achievable by all.
Now, looking at this point of motivation, would you say that young Zimbabweans at this point are motivated, looking at the prevailing conditions within the country?
Well, as I said before, success does not impose in the lives of those who sit down and complain, but it feels welcome in the lives of those who stand up and use their talent. So once you stand up and use your talent, the success will be definite. But before you can achieve that success, you have to identify what or define what success means to you. Success is an accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So once you have an aim, your success will be definite. Once you have a purpose, the success will be definite. But there are some people who want to achieve success, yet they don't have an aim. There are people who want to achieve success, yet they don't have a purpose. So before you can think of being successful, what purpose do you have here on earth? What aim do you have? And then your success will be truly achieved.
Now let's talk about some of your successes. Of course, you are an author. How has that been for you in particular, looking at the Zimbabwean book publishing industry?
Well, this industry, as I said, success in no time, as the book implies, it's after realization that, you know, I'm now successful and I have to share my experiences with others so that they can also achieve that success that I have. I'm 18. Maybe I didn't tell you before. I'm just 18. So I realized that, you know, in my age, it's very rare to find someone who's very successful the way I am. Talk of a person who's working at 18 and many achievements which I've achieved. So I came up with this piece so that it can transform anyone, no matter what age, no matter where they come from, their background.
And thanks for telling me that you're 18. I didn't know that you were that young, but you are working as a librarian. Talk about that and how you are able to impact your communities.
Well, I've managed to do many things which a 40-year person cannot do. I've done many things. For example, talk of projects from different universities. I've helped them in several things which someone who has a master's or a PhD degree cannot do. But I later realized that, no, this is not just me. This is an uncommon favor from God, because it's very rare to find someone at my age doing all these works.
What do you say to other young people who are also trying to work hard to pave their mark in Zimbabwean history?
Okay, my encouragement to them is age is not a barrier, or you can explore your dreams soon after birth. You are the CEO of your success. You are the architect of your own destiny. You are the only person in charge of your success. Success does not impose, as I said, in the lives of those who sit down. Success is not received, but achieved. So success won't come whilst you are seated, but you have to rise up and showcase your talent, showcase your dream, and surely the world will recognize you.
And about you, where can people find your book, Success in No Time, and how can they also get in touch or follow you?
Well, I'm working out for a very massive launch in March. I'm currently working on that. So currently you can visit my page on marshallcheeser.wordpress.com, or you can like my page on Facebook, that's Marshall Cheeser, or you can go direct to Google and just type Marshall Cheeser and you'll see more newspaper articles, online articles from different organizations.
And with that, Marsha, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me on the program today, and much continued success.
Thank you very much.
That was Marshall Cheeser, youth author, motivational speaker, and librarian, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, January 31st, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.